Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
It's Quizmaster Mary tonight.
Oh my gosh, it's Quizmaster.
Just a reminder.
All right. Well, then, how about giving me these questions three, ere the other side we see?
Okay. Question number one. This is true or false? The same grapes grown in different countries or in different districts within the same country may go by names other than their varietal name.
Totally true.
Ding, 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 ding.
In fact, actually, it is beguiling how many names grapes have.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. And it seems the more obscure the grape, the more names it has.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The one that we probably would recognize most is the Shiraz Syrah, but
correct.
There are all over the world.
Plus, there's also really close things like there's Sauvignon Blanc, but there's also Sauvignon Vert and Sauvignon Nasse, all of whom are very, very close. Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well done. An easy one for you. Where in France is the homeland of the Cabernet Sauvignon grape? Is it in Bordeaux or is it in Burgundy?
It is in Bordeaux.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank goodness.
What is in Burgundy? What is the red varietal in Burgundy?
That would be Pinot Noir.
Ah, very good.
And you know, France, as we've talked about, is so easy. France is just so much simpler than a country like Italy.
Yeah.
Because France, it seems the laws are so firm, and what you can grow, other than in places like the Languedoc, where you can
grow anything.
In Bordeaux, you can grow certain grapes. In Burgundy, you can grow. In the Loire, you can grow certain grapes. But Italy, it's nuts.
Italy has so many varietals that are only grown in Italy and not anywhere else. That's what makes it tremendously confusing. Whereas France has so many varietals that we recognize because they are grown not only in France, but in other places.
Exactly so.
Yes. Okay, question number three. Which is Chablis? Is it a grape name or is it a place named wine?
It is a place named wine.
Ding, 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 ding,
because Chablis grows Chardonnay, and they're sort of like in the northwest edge of Burgundy. They're the most northern part of Burgundy.
Yes.
It is a total treat. A good one will set you back a little bit of money. I have to say, they are delicious.
They are. Oysters.
It's really cold there, I would assume.
And good chalky mineral soil.
Yeah. Have you been?
I have not. I have been close, but I have not. No cigar.
This is somewhere that would be nice to visit. The villages...
not Chablis, not Champagne, but I'd love to see both.
Many years ago, I had a lunch with some people from Chablis, and the villages, they're like the size of a coin. I mean, they're like, oh yes, we have 15 people here. I mean, and that's not much of an exaggeration. I would imagine, like the woman I once talked to who worked in Champagne, I imagine all you talk about is the weather.
You want those grapes to grow.
Yeah, you really do. But boy, do they make fabulous whites. Now, in California, many years ago, the word Chablis became synonymous with bad white table wine, right?
Right. Was that Mountain Chablis?
Something.
Or that was Mountain
Almaden. Something. God
yeah.
knows what. That's not Chablis. Chablis, it's a beautiful part of Burgundy, I think, and makes some lovely, lovely white wines.
Indeed. Well, you were 3 for 3 today. I'm very pleased.
Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Quizmaster Mary. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.